We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. I spent last week at public libraries across three cities, and Maya, what I heard there shook me. A grandmother asking why her medical insurance suddenly changed. A teenager convinced their TikTok feed is reading their mind. A small business owner whose loan got denied by what they called the computer.
The deliberate obfuscation is staggering. I've been developing AI literacy frameworks for community centers, and Alex, companies actively resist transparency. They hide behind proprietary algorithms while making decisions that reshape people's lives.
That's exactly what I'm finding in the data. Luis, you're on the front lines at the public library. What are people asking about?
Everything and nothing. That's the problem. They come in saying, I need to learn AI, but they can't articulate what's actually affecting them. Yesterday, a woman spent 2 hours convinced her phone was listening to her conversations because she got an ad for cat food after talking about her neighbor's cat.
Was it listening, though? That's the thing. We can't even answer that definitively anymore.
I've been covering tech for 15 years, and the obfuscation has become an art form. Press releases use words like enhanced user experience when they mean we're tracking your eye movements. The language barrier isn't accidental.
The data backs that up. I analyzed 500 AI company public statements. Average reading level, postgraduate. Average American reads at eighth grade level. That gap isn't ignorance, it's strategy.
In my media literacy workshops, I start with a simple exercise. I show people their own Google ad profile, the shock on their faces when they see how the algorithm categorizes them. Income level, political leaning, health concerns they've never told anyone about. That happened to me last month. My daughter showed me why she was getting eating disorder content on Instagram. The algorithm decided she was interested in weight loss because she liked some fitness posts. She's 12.
David, that's a perfect example of literacy versus comprehension. Knowing Instagram uses an algorithm is literacy. Understanding how that algorithm interprets behavior and shapes reality, that's the comprehension gap we're facing.
Let me share some numbers that'll make your head spin. In our survey of 2,000 adults, 78% said they understand AI. But when asked specific questions, like how Netflix decides what to show them, only 13% could explain even basic concepts. The Netflix example is brilliant because it seems harmless. Oh, it recommends movies. But that same pattern recognition technology is deciding who gets hired, who gets loans, who gets flagged as suspicious. I see fear and resignation in equal measure. People either think AI is magic or they've given up trying to understand. Last week, a retired teacher, sharp as a tack, told me I'm too old for this computer stuff.
Age has nothing to do with it. I work with senior groups who grasp AI concepts faster than some tech workers, once you strip away the jargon. The problem is we're teaching tools instead of concepts.
Exactly. We don't teach how to use Google anymore. We teach how search engines shape what information you see. That shift from tool literacy to critical thinking, that's what's missing with AI. Speaking of search engines, I've been tracking how AI-generated content is flooding search results. People can't tell what's real anymore. Nadia, you must see this in journalism? Daily. Last month, I traced a viral health claim through 17 websites, all AI-generated, all citing each other, zero original sources. My editor asked why fact-checking took 3 days, because I had to excavate through layers of synthetic text to find nothing. This is what terrifies me as a parent. My kids navigate this landscape without any framework for truth. My son quoted an AI-generated article for his homework. When I pointed out the facts were wrong, he said "Matterkugeln," but it was the first result on Google.
David's touching on something crucial. We've trained a generation that first result equals truth. Now AI is gaming that system at scale. The literacy framework has to evolve faster than the technology.
But how? I'm practically begging for simple resources. Everything is either AI for dummies, which is insulting, or academic papers nobody can parse. Where's the middle ground? I've been building that middle ground. Start with lived experience. Everyone's felt Netflix get their mood wrong, or seen Instagram push content that made them uncomfortable. That's the entry point. The patterns I'm seeing suggest three literacy levels. First, recognition. This decision was made by AI. Second, understanding. This is how it made that decision. Third, resistance. This is how I push back. Resistance. That's the word missing from most AI literacy. We teach people to adapt, not to question, but some of these systems deserve questioning.
Absolutely. Critical AI literacy isn't about using ChatGPT better. It's about recognizing when automated systems are making decisions about your life and demanding transparency.
How do I teach that to a 12-year-old who thinks Siri is her friend? Start with concrete examples. At the library, I show kids how YouTube's algorithm creates rabbit holes. We track how watching one gaming video leads to increasingly extreme content. They get it immediately. The media literacy framework helps here. Who benefits when you stay on the platform longer? Who decides what engagement means? Follow the money, and AI systems become less mysterious. That economic lens is crucial. Our data shows people understand AI better when you connect it to profit motives. The algorithm shows you this because it makes the company money clicks better than technical explanations. I use that frame constantly. Why does your smart TV recommend certain shows? Because those studios paid for placement. It's not reading your mind, it's reading contracts.
But we need to go deeper than individual tools. The real literacy gap is systemic. How do multiple AI systems interact to shape your opportunities? That's where people get lost.
Give me an example I can use tomorrow.
Job hunting. Your resume gets screened by AI. Your LinkedIn profile gets ranked by AI. The job board shows you positions based on AI matching. The interview might include AI assessment. Each system has biases that compound.
And if you don't know that's happening, you blame yourself. Why am I not getting interviews? Maybe it's because the AI doesn't recognize your community college or your name suggests a certain ethnicity. The discrimination patterns are undeniable. But here's what kills me. Companies know people don't understand these systems, and they exploit that confusion. Last year, I refinanced our mortgage. The loan officer kept saying, "The system says, and the algorithm determines." When I pushed for specifics, he admitted he didn't understand it either. That's weaponized ignorance. Sorry, the computer says no becomes an excuse for everything. No accountability because nobody understands the system.
Which brings us back to frameworks. I've been developing what I call the AI interrogation method. 5 questions anyone can ask when they encounter an automated decision.
Please share those. I need practical tools.
First, who made this system? Second, what data trained it? Third, who benefits from its decisions? Fourth, what happens if it's wrong? Fifth, can I opt out?
Those are good, but I'd add, can I see why it made this specific decision about me? Transparency isn't just about how systems work in general. It's about how they work on you specifically. The right to explanation. It exists in Europe, but barely here. People don't even know they can ask. When I request algorithmic transparency for articles, companies act like I'm asking for nuclear codes. Trade secrets, they say. But these systems are making public decisions. What kills me is my kids just accept it. The algorithm showed me this, like it's gravity or something. Natural law instead of corporate engineering.
That naturalization of AI is perhaps the biggest literacy challenge. When people see algorithms as inevitable instead of designed, they stop questioning.
So how do we denaturalize it? Make the invisible visible? Analogies help. I compare algorithms to editorial decisions. Someone chose what makes front page news. Someone chooses what makes your front page feed. Both have agendas. The media comparison is apt. We developed media literacy because we recognized TV could manipulate. Now AI manipulation is personalized, invisible, and constant, but infinitely more sophisticated. TV manipulation was broad. Everyone sees this ad. AI manipulation is surgical. You specifically see this because we know you specifically will respond.
Which is why generic AI literacy fails. Different populations need different frameworks. What helps a teenager understand TikTok won't help a senior understand Medicare algorithms.
Or parents understand what's happening to their kids online. I feel like I'm always 3 steps behind. That generational divide is real, Older patrons assume AI is too complex. Younger ones assume they already understand it. Both are wrong. The overconfidence in young people worries me more. They use these tools constantly, but can't explain how they work. Familiarity breeds false competence. Our data confirms that. The 18 to 24 demographic rated highest in self-reported AI understanding, but scored lowest on actual comprehension questions, because they've never known a world without algorithms. Fish don't notice water. Digital natives don't notice manipulation.
So we need age-appropriate frameworks. For kids, how does the app decide what to show you? For adults, how do systems make decisions about your life? For seniors, how do computers judge your healthcare?
But it all connects, right? The same pattern recognition judging your health judges your creditworthiness, your job prospects, your kids' education. That interconnection is what we miss teaching. People learn about AI in silos, but these systems talk to each other, share data, compound biases. The data brokers make it worse. Your grocery purchases influence your health insurance rates. Your zip code affects your loan terms. Everything feeds into everything. Wait, grocery purchases affect health insurance? Absolutely. Buy lots of alcohol or junk food with a loyalty card? That data gets sold. Health insurers buy it to assess risk. All perfectly legal.
See David's reaction? That's what real AI literacy looks like. Not accepting terms of service blindly, but understanding the ecosystem of surveillance and judgment.
People come to the library for privacy, ironically. They think public computers are safer than their phones. If only they knew how many tracking systems are embedded in public services. The privacy paradox gets me. People worry about government surveillance while volunteering infinite data to corporations. At least you can vote out a government. Can we talk about the deliberate confusion in privacy policies? Average length is now 8,000 words. Average American reads 250 words per minute. That's 32 minutes per policy. If you understand the legal language, nobody reads them. Companies know that. It's manufactured consent. You agreed to the terms becomes a shield for any practice.
So, part of AI literacy is recognizing when you're being asked to consent to something incomprehensible, teaching people it's okay to say I don't understand this, so I won't agree.
But then you can't use anything. Every app, every service demands consent. My kids need school platforms that require accepting AI monitoring. That forced participation is what I see breaking people. A man yesterday needed unemployment benefits. The only way to apply was online, through systems he didn't understand, agreeing to terms he couldn't parse. Digital redlining. If you can't navigate AI systems, you're excluded from basic services. But nobody calls it discrimination, because everyone has equal access to incomprehensible technology. The literacy divide becomes an access divide. Our research shows clear correlations. Communities with lower AI literacy face higher denial rates for loans, benefits, opportunities. It's systematic. But fixing it requires admitting these systems are incomprehensible by design. What company will simplify something that benefits from complexity?
None. Which is why AI literacy must include advocacy, not just understanding systems, but demanding better ones. The framework isn't complete without action.
How do I teach advocacy to someone who just wants to check their email without being tracked? Start small. Show them browser extensions that block trackers. Teach them to use incognito mode. Small acts of resistance build confidence.
Exactly. AI literacy isn't about understanding every algorithm. It's about recognizing when you're being algorithmed and knowing you have choices, even small ones.
Let's end with something hopeful from the data. Communities that organize around AI literacy see real changes. Local pressure got one city to abandon facial recognition. Another demanded algorithmic transparency in housing. How do I find those communities? Libraries are becoming hubs. We host algorithm anonymous groups where people share experiences and strategies. The solidarity helps. I love that. Algorithm Anonymous, treating AI overwhelm as something we face together, not alone.
That collective approach is essential. Individual AI literacy helps, but systemic change requires community action. We're not just teaching comprehension, we're building movements.
Every generation faced new literacy challenges. print, radio, TV, internet. We adapted. We'll adapt to AI too, but only if we name the challenge honestly. The data gives me hope. Once people understand they're not stupid, the systems are deliberately confusing, they get angry. And anger leads to action. That's where real AI literacy begins. Not with acceptance, but with outrage at obfuscation.